What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigga room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. And today, man, I'm talking about something that, like, I'm pretty sure everybody's noticed, bro. The internet is too fucking sensitive. And I'm gonna say this for the people in the back. The internet is too fucking sensitive, bro. Like, I'm just tired of this shit, bro. Like, everybody has an opinion, but bro, some of these opinions, they be driving me crazy, man. So let's just start this shit off, bro. So I'm pretty sure that y'all have heard or seen that Liam Neeson, the dude who's in the Taken movies, he admitted that about like 40 something years ago that he was like ready to kill a black guy because his friend had told him that she got raped by a black man. Now, first of all, I'm just going to say shout out to Liam Neeson because, bro, it takes a lot of courage for you to come out and say some shit like that. It takes a lot of courage, some thinking and everything, all that type of stuff for you to come out and willingly, like, give that type of information out. Because in this day and age, man, it is hard for people. I don't know why, but I guess it's hard for people to believe that through time you could change. Like, every day we change. I don't why can't celebrities change too, bro? Like, that shit, I'm telling you, that it just had me like, what the fuck type of way, bro? Because he admitted this, and he said that this was like 40 years ago. And he went on the Good Morning America show, and then he had to say that he's not a racist because of that shit. Like, bro. And he had to go on the Good Morning America show or something like that. I forgot what show it was. But he went up on there, and he had to explain himself saying that he's not a racist, and that was 40 years ago. And come on. Realistically speaking, let's be honest. There have been people in our lives that have made us hate a certain race. I'm not one to even say that I'm lying over here, because there have been times in the past, because let me tell you, when I was 15, 16, I was a nigga that was all about black power, like, fuck everybody else, it's all about black people type of shit. I used to be that nigga. I was that nigga that used to be, like, all about, like, oh, I'm pro-black, but I have a better understanding, because I can't say that I'm a racist, bro. Like, there used to be a time that I really did dislike Mexican and white people, bro, because there were people in my life that gave me a reason to hate them, bro, because of actions or shit that Dobie's doing or saying. And I'm pretty sure that everybody has gone through that, that they're like, oh, my race, since y'all treat us like this, like, I hate your race because of this, this, and this. And I'm okay with admitting that, because guess what? I believe in change. I believe that people can change as long as they put the effort into that shit. I've been in a relationship with a girl that was Mexican. Now I'm currently in a relationship that my girl is white. Y'all can't tell me that because back in the day that I used to not fuck with Mexican or Latinos, that I'm racist now, bro. Because look at me. Like, I don't know. I don't get how y'all could say that this man, he's saying that he's not racist, and then y'all saying that y'all, like, oh yeah, he is racist and shit like that. Like, bro, like, how you gonna tell somebody else what they are? Like he said, that was 40 years ago. I believe in change. Okay, so you're trying to tell me that if a man had, like, he's done some criminal things in his past when he was like 18, 19, and when he's 59, he's still that same criminal that he when he was 19. y'all need to cut that shit out. But like I said, the internet is sensitive as fuck, man.
I give the man
his props. But like I said, it takes a real man to admit that type of shit, because that shit ain't so easily forgiven, like, as you can see, apparently. But real recognize real, and I could tell that nigga, he meant it. Like, he knew he had a problem. He tried to fix the problem. It's that type of shit that once he said that he tried to fix the problem, I'm like, okay, bro, now I could respect you, because you attempted, and you pinpointed what the issue was, and you tried to fix it. So that's why I fucks with you. Now let's talk about another case of sensitive ass fucking internet, bro. So this is little 10-year-old boy from North Carolina. His name is Liam as well, right? And he took a knee, during the Pledge of Allegiance at a city council meeting. And he took a knee, and he said that I took a knee because I'm doing it against racial discrimination, which is basically when people are mean to other people of different colors. A fucking 10-year-old knows better than us, bro. Shout out to his parents, though. But look at that, man. That little 10-year-old boy, he's way braver than, I'm pretty sure, like 90% of Americans. But then again, the reason why I say sensitive as America or sensitive as internet is because guess what? I guarantee if there was a black boy doing that, we would not be having the same conversation, because it has happened. There have been little kids in basketball leagues and stuff like that taking a knee. And it's been going on for years, ever since the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, man. It's been going on. You'll see, there's this one baseball player, he took a knee. That shit was like, and people were like, oh, they disrespecting the flag, or they disrespecting the flag this, but then this little kid does it, and I haven't seen anywhere where anybody's saying that he's disrespecting the flag. Nowhere. Now, if you have that footage or you have that information that shows that someone's saying that he's disrespecting the flag, and he even said what reason why he took a knee, then please show me. I'd love to discuss it, because we need to talk about it. Colin Kaepernick did this shit. Y'all said that he was disrespecting the flag. So, is this little boy from North Carolina disrespecting the flag too? I don't think so, man. But like I said, shout out to him though, bro, because, man, I love it when I see different other races standing up for racism. Let me keep it plain and simple. I love it when I see white people fighting for equality. I love it. I am no type of cap. I love that shit, because that means these niggas, they see it and they actually care, and they're trying to make shit right. These are the type of people that you need to like associate yourself with. Those who want change and equal rights and all that type of thing, man. That's the shit I'm talking about. Now, as most of y'all know, well, 21 Savage, y'all know what went down with him. He just got detained by ICE a couple of days ago because he's originally from the UK, right? And he's been in the United States in Atlanta since he was like 13 years old. They apparently took this nigga and they said like, yo, got to lock your ass up, nigga. And it's crazy because this nigga, he's been trying to get his paperwork done since 2015, like about 4 years ago. This nigga's been trying to get his paperwork done so that he could like actually be here without no problems or anything like that. It's still happening to this day, bro, and it's crazy how, like, just because this whole time that 21 Savage been out, he's been rapping about drugs, guns, this, that. Nobody dared look at him. But then, like, literally 5 days before he got arrested, he was talking about Flint, Michigan, and how they still ain't got water, which I talked And it's crazy because I talked about it the same day that that nigga, I talked about it on my last podcast, the same day that nigga talked about it too, which is pretty ironic. But anyways, because he's been, even before this album that he just released came out, he said that he's trying to turn his life around and be good to the composer community and shit like that. So now that this nigga is trying to do that, that's when they decided to lock him up. He's been trying to get his paperwork. Y'all can't say that he hasn't. And Jay-Z, I posted today something that's very interesting. When it comes to immigration, and when it comes to immigration status, actually hold that thought because I'm going to look it up. Yeah, so like I was saying, Jay-Z's, he's saying that this, first of all, he has his visa is still pending. The nigga's visa is still pending for 4 years. Why, for a U visa, why is it still pending for 4 years? First of all, that's the one thing. Second of all, he's never, like Jay-Z said, he's never hit his immigration status. And he doesn't have a huge flight risk or anything like that. And he's not a risk to the community. He's trying to uplift the community. And he shouldn't be detained because if his visa is still pending, then he should be able to be released on bond, which he's not. They took all types of communication away from him for 24 hours. Now, but anyways, that's not the point I'm trying to get at. I don't know why I just dusted off over there, but y'all still need to listen. Now, the thing that I'm trying to talk about is how, this is what I'm talking about when it comes to the internet is sensitive as fuck. Everybody in the mama. I'm not gonna front. I laughed at a couple of the memes too that they were making. But guess what? When Demi Lovato talked about it, saying that the best part about the Super Bowl is the 21 Savage memes, she's laughing at them. And then Wale comes up and be like, "Yo, I didn't know someone's freedom was so, whatchamacallit, but I didn't fucks with her because she replied to him." Saying that, Wale just mad because I never responded to his DM or whatever that is, or whatever she said. That I don't fuck with. He's like, and then when she said that, the whole internet went on, when you were on drugs, no one was telling you this, or this, and when you were on drugs, nobody was doing that, 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 that. First of all, yes, we, the internet, was. Which is everybody. Yes, they was. And secondly, we all was laughing at 21 Savage 30 minutes ago before she even posted that shit. That's why I say the internet is sensitive as weak as fuck, bro. Cause y'all be acting like savages, but then when a star comes out and says some shit, y'all get all butt hurt. As if they ain't human beings. I think that's weak though, no cap. I low-key think that's weak. But what I don't think is weak is how Tommy Lauren fucked that bitch. How she answered, now she was making fun of it. Now you know she was making fun of it based off her tweet. Saying, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 immigrants leaving the country or something shit like that. And then Nikki responded to her saying that, and I agree with her, that she's just so fascinated with our culture and how she's always trying to find a way to bring us down and shit like that. Nikki said, "Your obsession with our culture is scary to say the least. I hate giving you the attention you so desperately crave. Laughing at people getting deported as if your ancestors discovered America? Are you Native American? You fucking clown." Because what Tommy Lawrence said is, "I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ICE agents ready to get deport ya." What the? That's that hate shit they be talking about, and then niggas be saying that. saying that they ain't racist. That's why I, like I said, for Liam, I give him an excuse because he admitted his fault. Usually people who don't admit their shit, they be lying. But he admitted that shit. What's happening? I ain't gonna front, these are fire. These exact hams, they fire. They burn slow. Take longer, but anyways. And then look what she, will fucking bitch ass on her responded. When you're in the country illegally, you get deported. I didn't write the law, neither did ICE. They enforced it. I hope 21 Savage is able to get an entertainment visa or become a citizen one day. P.S. My ancestors did discover America. I am appalled. Because that sounds like some clown ass shit right there. I am appalled. What? Since when did... What? Y'all niggas tripping. Like, I don't remember the last time that your ancestors committed a mass genocide in the original people that were here. Slavery of my ancestors, and y'all building false claims and shit. I don't remember that being anyway, bro. I'm just gonna leave it at that. But yeah, internet be sensitive as fuck, cause that's double, like the double standards be ridiculous. And I'm gonna give one more example, man. Just one more example on why the internet is so fucking sensitive. So, y'all know Ariana Grande. She's a singer. Dope ass singer, by the way. My girl put me on. No cap. My girl Loki put me on. But anyways, she got a Japanese tattoo on her hand. At first, it was a mistake. It was supposed to say seven rings, but she accidentally tattooed barbecue instead. Okay, I'm sorry. That's pretty damn funny, though. Because that's that shit I'd be afraid of. But anyways, she then went. She went to go fix it. Like the very next day, so that it said with like something else. I'm pretty sure it said seven rings or something like that, but I really didn't pay attention to what she got, what she got fixed up. But the reason why she got it mixed up is because one of the words is, it says seven, and then the other word is rings, but when you put them together, it's barbecue or the little Japanese barbecue grill. But anyways, she went and fixed that shit, and all of a sudden people are like all on her nuts, gargling them and saying that she's a culture vulture and that she's like having, like she's doing like cultural appropriation. Niggas been writing different niggas languages since I could remember, plus more, bro. I plan on getting a Japanese tattoo on me. Does that mean I'm cultural appropriation? This is why I said some people, yes, they do have their own opinion, and that's cool, but your opinion is sometimes irrelevant. Like, you know how they say no answer is a wrong answer? There are some wrong answers, and that's the type of shit that it is wrong, but like, I don't know what to say. Like, how is that cultural appropriation? My girl got freaking Japanese tattoo written on her. That don't mean, man. I'm done. I don't know what to say. But anyways, y'all, I'm just, that's what I'm saying. The internet is so fucking sensitive, bro. And then the crazy thing is, once you disagree with somebody, they usually always want to fight you or some shit like that. Or most of the time, niggas don't even want to have a freaking simple conversation with you in the comment section. Comment section be lit, but shit be going down in the comment section sometimes. And then niggas be getting mad easily. Niggas be getting mad easily in shit, man. But hey, it is what it is. That's where you could vent out some of your anger, I guess, right? But still, man, that shit weak. But anyways, y'all, that's all I have for today, you know? So, thank y'all for entering back into the nigga room. Y'all know I really appreciate it. And your boy AB's out. Deuce, deuce.